So she was not living with you continuously from Pittsburgh?
No. She stayed with another family that had children. And again, she lived in the top floor, but she had her own bathroom then, and took care of things. And the Turners used her as a glorified babysitter.
She never married?
Never.
At all?
Never.
That strike you as odd?
Well, in those days, there were a lot of old maids. There were lots of people around. You never thought about old maids.
Do you think the proportion of men to women was different from then than from
now? I didn't pay any attention to it. I just didn't think about it when I was a kid.
And more widows and divorcees.
Yeah.
People who have been married and then
Yeah. Aunt Ruth loved to cook, and she actually liked housekeeping, and we always had somebody who came one day a week and did the heavy work and the laundry. So she sort of was a glorified housekeeper, really. That's all I can say.
But you didn't have none of the other, your mother's relatives, your father's relatives, they weren't living with you or nearby?
No.
You'd all been pretty much separated?
We went down to Atlanta every other year, my mother and I, to visit.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Not with your father? Or
and then in the summer, as I said, we'd go out to Edinburgh and Dad would come and stay with us. And we'd all go fishing and different things like that. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get into the house on Watrous Avenue when you were?
About 20 years old, I guess.
Well,
I was already in college. Maybe I was only 19. I went to college at 18 from a house on, say, Elliott Street. I don't know what it was. And after they found the house on Watrous and moved over, I never went back to Elliott Street. My brother used to come and visit us wherever we were, because by that time he was in the Army. He would have leave. And we did wonderful things together. He'd take me to swimming places, and he'd go to dances with me, and if there was a dance, I was supposed to be with some guys, but somehow or another, the guys always found the other girls more exciting, and my brother would show up, squire me around, might even put a uniform on just to show off.
Your image of yourself was of being not attractive?
An awkward schlump.
Do you think you were?
I thought I was. I felt
in retrospect,
that way.
Can you?
And looking at that picture, I certainly have turned back into one.
Can you image yourself then?
Well, I just thought of myself as having wide shoulders, big feet, and goggles.
Did anyone tell you that?
I don't know. They made it apparent that they didn't think I was as gorgeous as Jackie Bettis, who didn't have any sense, but we used to do her homework for her.
So you were getting along with the girls, but the subject of boys was
I just didn't
sensitive.
Make any. I actually went to college, and we invited boys. I don't know where the hell I got this boy's name, and he came. He danced one dance with me, and I never saw him the rest of the evening. I also went to a dance in, my mother and I used to go to these Daughters of the Confederacy conventions, and when we were in Asheville, North Carolina, I went to a dance. I had a beautiful dress that Fliss was married in, the one with the ruffles. And this guy was nice. I remember he had a new car and he said it'll do 70 miles an hour, and he proved it. And when we went to the dance, I think I danced one time with him and didn't see him again. So I got to the point where I figured men just thought I was awful. Later, I had several boyfriends in Tampa. One awfully nice guy was an artist and a lot of fun. And then Ted Price and I used to dance. But I, never very important. Not really. And I was crazy about a guy in high school who was the coach of our fencing team. And I almost lost my head over him.
I didn't.
Well, it didn't go with it. It didn't go all the way. It was near enough.